federal chief information officers are adjusting well to the new normal of their technology budgets, but that doesn't mean they're successfully shifting money to modernization and innovation initiatives yet. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller's here with what CIOs say are their biggest challenges and concerns in a new Tech America Grant Thornton survey. How are agency managers adjusting to this normal, which is really smaller, to be fair?
Right. I mean, it's either smaller or it's at least flat. I mean, a lot of agencies are seeing either small upticks or small declines, but mostly budgets are flat. And in fact, at this event yesterday that Tech America and Grant Thornton hosted, one of the comments that came about was, well, we're in 2014, that budget is about the same as 2010 in terms of overall IT spending. I think it's something like $81 billion. But what the problem that CIOs are facing, and this is not a new problem, but this is getting worse by budgets not going up, is that they're spending too much money on what they call the operations and maintenance, O&M, of these legacy systems. Just keep them running, make them sure that they're meeting our mission goals, versus saying, okay, how can we modernize, how can we improve those existing systems, so the, what they call the DME, development modernization enhancements, or what we'll call modernization innovation. And Tech America found that agencies, CIOs, are still spending about 73% of their IT budgets on O&M and the other 27% on DME, modernization upgrades. Now, the good news is that's 10% less this year than last year, what they found in terms of O&M, but it's still way too much. And even if you change the words to CapEx versus OpEx, which is what OMB has been saying for the last few years, it's still too much money, and agencies are struggling to say, how do we do this in these tight budget times?
Where are budget concerns ranking on the minds of CIOs according to this work?
Well, what's interesting about that is in previous years, last year specifically, budget was their top concern, both top concern, top priority in dealing with it. But this year, what the difference is because of the budget certainty that Congress passed, agencies have a budget, there's the Budget Control Act, they feel much better about what their budget numbers look like. So it's actually dropped down. And I think that's an important note, because not only are they saying, okay, we know we have these troubles, but we're dealing with it better. And one of the ways they are dealing with it, and that's what came out in this Tech America survey as well, is through the Portfolio Stat program. Now, OMB recently updated what that process will look like for 2014. We have a link to that, to the story I wrote back in early May on that on federalnewsradio.com. But that's actually, I think, really important news to say that, look, Portfolio Stat is having an impact, and a positive impact, because it's not only helping CIOs know where that money is being spent, but they feel like they have a say in where that money is being spent. Now, they don't have the final say, and that's a whole different part of the survey we could go into.
Right.
But at least they have a say. They're at the table, and that's what we've been talking about for what feels like 15 or 20 years.
We have noted a number of federal CIOs leaving government over the last couple of months. Simone Zickman is on his way out at Commerce. Casey Coleman's left GSA. A number of others moving in. Terry Takei at Defense.
Rob Carey to defense.
On and on and on. There are many others. Does that play at all here? Did that come up at this event? How does that fit with what these numbers? Any sense of that?
It's been a huge coincidence, as one former federal deputy CIO told me, that all these people are leaving at once. Mm-hmm. But it is a head scratcher. I counted, by my count, nine senior IT managers have left government since November. And what came up is the workforce issue. Now, at the very end of the survey, they did mention about the recent numbers of CIOs who left government, but they didn't get into it as part of the survey. But the workforce issue is a growing concern, both the skill sets, and you heard the same again, what skill sets do agencies need? Well, project management, program management, cybersecurity, business analytics was new, and also kind of this idea of a data scientist. The other piece of it is, what about the succession planning? I think that's where this piece of where the CIOs are leaving coming in. And it's not to say, we'll use GSA as an example, that Sonny Hashmi is not a qualified, smart person to take over for Casey Coleman, which he did officially earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. But the point is what plan is in place to make sure there is that pipeline flowing. And then you also have the challenge of recruitment and training and retaining and all those things.
Well, I think the Sunny case is a good one for you to point out here, because that is a case where there was succession planning. You know, Sunny has been kind of in that position, and I talked to him earlier this week about some of the things that he has been doing, and he can articulate what was involved in the past year or two with some of the big things that the CIO shop at GSA has done, where I'm not sure there are other agencies that have gone through the same transition. The person who comes in would be able to do that. So it almost seems like certainly his style is different than Casey's, and he'll do things in his own way. But there's not a big – it doesn't seem like there's a big bump in the road there that some agencies run into when they switch.
And a lot of times the deputy CIO is – heavily involved, and many times in some places the deputy CIO really is the CIO without the title.
Yep.
But the problem is who's behind that person and who's behind that person, and that lack of succession planning came out in the survey saying agencies need to do a better job of it and CIOs need help. And part of that is the lack of ability to bring in, whether it's younger people or just new people, quickly.
You've got all the data from this at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth/JasonMiller, as a matter of fact.
I take credit wherever I can. There too, for all we know.
That's right. We have about 20 seconds left. What do we take away from this overall, the big chunk themes?
I think there's two things. One for vendors is that agencies are down the path of cloud, mobility, big data. It's not going to change, but understand where they're down that path. Don't just go, cloud, I can do it. And then for agencies, I think the workforce is the big deal. You have to pay attention to the workforce. Succession planning, training, you can't shortchange that.